Tuesday, February 28th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. On the grains, the John Deere low is in. I don't see this as a one-day wonder. I see the trading cycle low in soybeans as having been set starting the next 32-week cycle. The corn market set a 40-week cycle low in December and tests of the 200-day moving averages have held support in corn. The corrections in corn and soybeans have not done major technical damage because the funds are bulls and are in control. They have the power to reverse a couple of weeks' worth of selling in a day, turning potential monthly losses into gains. USDA laid out acreage and balance sheet projections for the year that were not bullish, while the crop season in South America is ending in a very favorable manner, and they're now even trying to suggest that weather models could return El Niño by summer here. It is not the news, but how the market responds to it that is important. The negative news is now in the market, and the funds bought the break. Technicals suggest that there are new highs coming. Cycles still have time to run. As the fundamentals, no one's going to care whether there is a million acres of corn or soybeans, more or less, when the funds are this much in control. Farmer sales were never heavy. The price of corn minus the basis has been lousy. The market has to do something better to generate cash sales from farmers. Sometimes the market will rally sharply and then try to scare them with a setback. So the next time the market rallies, they sell. The funds are going to trade the seasonals. This is the season when grain markets often post what is called a John Deere low, when farmers have to make sales to fund equipment and other crop input payments. Warren Buffett reportedly cashed out of much of what was a profitable trade in Deere in order to increase his bet on airlines. I don't know whether that was a lack of confidence in Deere, just based on the idea that the funds would be better employed elsewhere. Deere still looks for North American farm equipment sales to be off 5-10% this year, but construction machinery sales to grow slightly. It expects to make $1.5 billion, which, given the downturn in net farm income, is a phenomenal financial performance. There's a good slice of U.S. farmers that remain financially well-heeled despite the profit drought that are still buying new equipment. Deere sales run counter to a lot of the negative anecdotal talk over the poor health of the farm economy. The fact that they have gone through this to this point and not lost money shows how different this downturn has been from the 1980s. There's talk of growing interest in buying farmland, seeing this downturn as a buying opportunity. I have respect for the funds. Gold, bonds, stocks, crude, and the dollar are all consolidating ahead of the president's message Tuesday evening. I would expect the president to tell the markets what they want to hear. After that, Congress is going to be on the hot seat to deliver on the promises. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Wilbur Ross was confirmed by the U.S. Senate for Secretary of Commerce. He was one of the key players that needed to be installed in the administration before it goes further with trade negotiations. Wilbur has been reportedly more than ready and willing to go after renegotiating NAFTA. He is expected to quickly give Congress the 90-day notice that he intends to renegotiate the trade pact. He also reportedly has some targets for imposing tariffs on Chinese steel and other products. That will be doing unto China what they have already done to us, given tariffs on ethanol and DDGs. Tit for tat always ends badly for everyone. China trade critic Peter Navarro heads Trump's trade council, and Robert Leitziger will be the U.S. trade representative. Navarro needs no Senate confirmation, but Leitziger does. I don't know if this trio scares our trading partners, but it sure does scare me. None of them have any vested interest in the ag sector. China's state counselor, who is akin to our Secretary of State, is in Washington to talk strategy over handling North Korea and setting the table to talk trade later. President Trump delivers his first State of the Union message Tuesday evening. There is no reason to expect that he has changed his mind on anything. The market has liked what it has heard about his pro-business tax policy and fiscal stimulus to date, so if he stays on message, the address should help markets. Trump's fiscal policy and the Fed's monetary policy would be at loggerheads with one another. If economic stimulus works, they will increase interest rates. Trump's foot is on the gas while the Fed taps the brakes. Trump will be asking Congress to enact his policies, which is where the real risk lies. He makes everything sound easy, and Congress makes everything so hard. Trump says that health care is up first, with tax reform to follow in the congressional agenda. He says that health care is complicated. No kidding. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.